This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning I spoke about chaos. I'm talking there about some of the chaos that affects people's lives, outer chaos and also the inner chaos. And I said that God is in control. And that's a confident statement. An older man I heard about lived on a mountain and was always walking any time of the day you'd find him. So a neighbour decided to stop him and they talked, "Why do you walk so much?" Well, the old man, he smiled, said, "I come here to get away. And I come here to find meaning for my life, peace for my soul, to get away from humanity and the people who drag me down. I've walked every mountain stream and I've watched every star in the sky. I avoided every man and woman on the mountain because I want to find peace." Well, the other guy said, "You must have found it because you speak differently to other people. You have high standards." "Yes," he said, "I found peace, but it wasn't anywhere that I looked." "Well, what do you mean by that?" "Well," he said, "I've found the peace that I've longed for, but it was not in getting away. It was getting in touch because God spoke to my heart one day through the prophet Isaiah. Tom, I will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is set on me." He said, that's what I felt the message was. And it felt like God said, "Go and share my peace with everyone that's searching for it. I still live on the mountain, but every day I leave this place, I go down to the valley where this crowd that I see dashes about trying to find purpose for their lives and to find rest for their souls. Finding the peace that you've been searching for is quite easy." He said, "Get in touch with the God who loves you and allow him to build your life, to help you in the area that needs unraveling in your search for peace." Well, I think that's pretty good advice too. In Genesis 1, we read that in the beginning, this is in the Old Testament of the Bible, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light, and let there be an expanse. Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky." So here was God who was bringing order out of chaos. God brought everything into existence. So God's word says that he is in control. With God, there's no chaos. And it speaks there with great authority about God's omnipresence. And it tells us time and time again that nothing in this world happens without the knowledge of God our Father. So God is in control. So that's what I'm saying, but it means that he must be in charge of your life if he's to produce a calm spirit. Since the beginning of our time, God has said, "Look, I'm not going to force myself on you." So it's God's peace that he is offering. "The Lord will give strength to his people." The Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord will bless his people with peace." And in Romans 15:33, we have the beautiful verse, "May the God of peace be with you." And Jesus talks about peace that I give you, not as the world gives. "Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid." They're the words of Jesus. So in this chaotic world where people get into all sorts of mess, we can say, well, look, there is no such thing as bad weather, the inclement weather, only my improper clothing. And that makes sense too, because we've got to see that some things in life are going to happen. And if you feel you're in the middle of chaos, what are you doing about it? And is there confusion? Because the Bible says clearly that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. That's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. So when we feel confused or frightened, we need to remember that God is in control of our lives, because the Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, the scripture says, a stronghold in times of trouble. "And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." And I'm reading there from Psalm 9, verse 9 to 10. Wonderful words. So I trust that you will understand and experience some of this peace yourself. "Dear Lord, I pray you'll make me wise and understanding. Show me how foolish it is to depend on myself when I'm feeling like I'm spinning out of control. Break my stubbornness and help me to put trust in you ahead of trying. And I know it's a far better way. Amen."